It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B co-hosted The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night.
It is so great to have you here. I'm so excited to see you that I might go into labor. I really am.
I might go into labor, too. I'm making history tonight. My album just dropped, but I'm the first late-night co-host there's in a white guy. What's up?
And she did something funny. She had President Trump sing Bodak Yellow.
What?
Kill me.
I don't dance now. I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance. I make money move. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't with you. I'm a boss.
You're a worker.
I make bloody moves.
So great. Her sister, by the way, spilled the beans and revealed that Cardi is having a girl on Instagram. She posted a picture of Cardi on Instagram with this long caption, and she eventually edited the post to take everything out that mentioned that she was having a girl, but it's too late. We found out. Cops believe whoever shot boxer Floyd Mayweather's bodyguard in Atlanta yesterday was specifically targeting Floyd's entourage. The Atlanta PD says the victim is Greg LaRosa, a longtime member of Floyd's crew. LaRosa was a passenger in the lead vehicle of Floyd's three-car entourage, and he was shot in the leg, and cops say he is doing well now. Cops say the driver of the lead car tried to speed away from the shooter, but the shooter's car chased after them. Nobody on Floyd's team returned fire at the shooter. Kim Zolciak is slamming Marlon Wayans for comparing her face to that of his character in White Chicks. Wayans was transformed from a black man into a white woman via the magic of makeup and prosthetics in the movie and posted an unflattering screen grab of her to his Instagram with the caption, "No, we are not in production of White Chicks 2. The F." The reality star said what the actor and comedian did was pretty disgusting and totally inappropriate. She also wrote on social media, "This hurts, but I guess it's all for laughs." Russell Crowe and Danielle Spencer are officially divorced. He revealed the news on Twitter. The actor first tweeted, "I am not in a relationship with this young lady and never have been. Ouch." A few hours later, he tweeted about his divorce, saying in other news, "Yesterday, April 9th, 2018, at 12:30 p.m., I officially became divorced. Thanks, linesmen, and thank you, ball boys." HBO is reviewing all contracts to pay actors and actresses the same amount. The network's boss, Casey Bloys, talked about the hashtag MeToo movement in a recent interview. He said when shows first start off, some actors and actresses will get paid different salaries because some have more experience and some may have won awards. But he says that when you get into the season two or three of a show, that it kind of is when actors he thinks should be paid the same amount.
It'll be interesting. Hopefully this is a good experiment that will lead to equal pay.
Kate Gosselin is getting another reality show. Gosselin is slated to appear in the dating reality show on TLC in the fall called Kate Plus Date. I love it.
No,
I love
no,
all
no.
the little versions of Kate Plus.
So do you have any kids? Yeah, I got about eight.
Yeah, the mother of eight has been divorced from her children's father, John Gosselin, since late 2009. The couple famously appeared on the TLC show John and Kate Plus Eight together. I will 100% be watching it because that lady is absolutely psycho and I would love to see her dating. Sean Hannity announced that it's over with Jimmy Kimmel on his show last night after the two had a war of words on Twitter over the weekend.
I want to extend an invitation. You want to come on the show, I'll promise, no name calling, no anger, no rehashing of the Twitter fight. You want to have a serious discussion, we can talk about the president, his policies, healthcare, comedy, political correctness, ending boycotts, how I've supported Bill Maher, Howard Stern, people that they disagree with vehemently. My bet is you'll actually agree with me on a lot more issues than you think. But from my point of view, it's over with Jimmy Kimmel.
Ooh.
That is the garbage.
Tell me the garbage is over and then put your fist down.
The garbage is over.